Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special, and each week I try and put in something different, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things wombats. And we have a wombat today, so it's a wombat show. And I'll be playing that for you later. And now it's time to start off with an old favorite. This is Red, Red Wine by UB40. And I remember clearly the first day I heard it in someone's living room in Toronto, Canada, many years ago. Red, Red Wine by UB40.
Red, red wine goes to my head, makes me forget that I still need her so much. Red, red wine, it's up to you.
That was Red, Red Wine by UB40. The next song is Green, Green, Rocky Road by Oscar Isaac. Folk music from the 70s, and Oscar Isaac made a movie a few years ago about folk music and recorded his own stuff fairly recently, and this is one of the songs he did. Just an excellent job, as good as anything done back when this song was popular. Green, Green, Rocky Road by Oscar Isaac.
Thank you. more. Need no carpet on my floor. You come along and follow me. We'll go down to Galilee. Howling green, green, rocky road. You're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. See that crow up in the sky, he don't walk. But he just fly, he don't walk. But he don't run, keep on flapping to the sun. Howling green, green, rocky road. You're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Does your mama chew tobacco if your mama chews tobacco? Hookah-dookah, hookah-dookah, soda cracker. Howling green, green, rocky road. You're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Now when I go back Baltimore, no carpet on my floor. You come along and follow me. There's a man in Galilee. Howling green, green, rocky road. You're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love.
That was Green, Green, Rocky Road by Oscar Isaac. Next up is, it's country music, but it's a genre, subgenre, Western country music. This one's Cattle Call by Leanne Rimes and Eddie Arnold.
Ooh. from riding the prairie, and he sings with an old western drawl.
Leanne Rimes and Eddie Arnold singing Cattle Call. Next is Paul Simon, Late in the Evening. I love a lot of things about Paul Simon's music, but especially the rhythms he puts in there. He has puts in a variety of different sounds. Look, listen to this in Late in the Evening.
And I remember there was a radio coming from the room next door. My mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and the music's seeping through, the next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street. I'm feeling all right. I'm with my boys and with my troops, yeah. Some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groups, yeah. Singing late in the evening, and all the girls out on the stoops, yeah. Then I learned to play some lead guitar. I was underage in this funky bar, and I stepped outside and smoked myself a J. We'll be right back.
You were just listening to Late in the Evening by Paul Simon. Next up is Gospel. It's Climbing High Mountains by Lucy Simpson. Lucy Simpson was one of my mentors and a friend, and one of the main reasons I love gospel music so much. I learned a lot of it from her. And this is, Lucy has something in her voice that just speaks to me. Climbing High Mountains by Lucy Simpson, sung by Lucy Simpson.
Lord, I'm climbing high mountains trying to get home.
Lord, I'm climbing high mountains trying to get home. Lord, I'm climbing high mountains, climbing high mountains. Lord, I'm climbing high mountains trying to get home.
Lord, I'm bearing my burdens trying to get home.
Lord, I'm bearing my burdens trying to get home. Lord, I'm bearing my burdens, bearing my burdens. Lord, I'm bearing my burdens trying to get home.
Lord, I'm having hard trials trying to get home.
Lord, I'm having hard trials trying to get home. Lord, I'm having hard trials, having hard trials. Lord, I'm having hard trials trying to get home.
Lord, my way sometimes weary trying to get home.
Lord, my way sometimes weary trying to get home. Lord, my way sometimes weary, way sometimes weary. Lord, my way sometimes weary trying to get home.
Lord, I'm climbing high mountains
trying to get home. Lord, I'm climbing high mountains trying to get home. Lord, I'm climbing high mountains, climbing high mountains. Lord, I'm climbing high mountains, trying to get home.
That was Climbing High Mountains, sung by Lucy Simpson. Next up is Yup, which I think of as folk music. It's by David Rawlings. And as a singer and a musician, I'm always fascinated by how much impact a song can have with so few notes. Sounds to me like the vocal range on this song is about 3 notes. And yet, the song gets through really well. Yup, by David Rawlings.
There wasn't no Well, the devil come up to him one day, said, one of your family I'm gonna take away. Yep, yep. Well, please don't take my eldest son, his work on the farm has got to be done. Yep, not your eldest son I crave, it's your scolding wife I'm gonna take her away. Yep, yep. Now the old man jumped up with a start, saying you can take her with all of my heart. Yep, devil picked her up upon his back. He looked like an eagle stretched on the rack. Yep, yep. And he carried her on about a mile down the road, saying, oh woman, you're kicked out their brains. Yep. Yep. And nine little devils went climbing up the wall, saying, Tinkerbell Daddy, she'll murder us all. Yep. Yep. The next morning I peeked out of the crack. I seen the old devil just dragging her bag. Yep. Yep. Saying, here's your wife, both sound and wet. If I'd kept her there longer, she'd have torn up hell. Yep. Yep. She can whoop up the devil and her husband too. Yep. Yep. Shows one advantage women have over men. They can go down to hell and come back again. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Was Yup by David Rawlings, sung by David Rawlings, and next up is Palms of Victory, kind of a classic chorus song of gospel. It's sung by Jeff Davis, who was a performer on many weekends and weeks I went on. I got to know him fairly well, one of the performers I admired most. And this particular version was recorded as part of a Christmas Revels show. Palms of Victory, sung by Jeff Davis and the Christmas Revels Chorus.
I saw the wayworn traveler in tattered garments clad, and struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was heavy laden, his strength was almost gone. He shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palm of victory I shall wear.
The summer sun was shining, the sweat was on his brow. His garments torn and dusty, his step was very slow. He still kept pressing onward, for he was wending home. He shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory.
Shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance has come.
Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
While gazing at the city, they crossed the raging flood. A band of holy angels come from the throne of God. They bore him on their pinions, they crossed the raging foam, and joined.
Palms of Victory, sung by Jeff Davis and the Rebels Chorus. Next up is the title of the song is I'm a Mainframe Baby by Bob Franke. Bob Franke is a well-known folk musician, wrote a number of songs. I want to explain the context. I worked with computers for many years. The mainframes in the early days, the big computers were called mainframes. And that's where the heavy-duty stuff went on. Everything else was kind of trivial in comparison. So this is Bob Franke has given voice to a mainframe. And it speaks a generic kind of meme, the idea that this is a thought pattern that humans have in various contexts. It sort of says, it's not a braggart, it's not a bully, it's just something that is true. I am the big guy. I am the one that makes things happen here. I know that and I do it. And in this case, I'm in the computer world and I am a mainframe at the time when mainframes ruled and I rule. And here's a song about me ruling. So this is I'm a Mainframe sung by and written by Bobby Franke.
Baby. You've been running your program on your little PC, trying to fix your business with your 1, 2, 3. That little junior just can't manage your files, but I got some hardware that will make you smile. Cause I'm a mainframe, baby, I got a hard disk too, and I can do 20 times what that mini floppy driver can do. That's powerful software that you got to run, but you just can't run it on that son of a gun. That little junior's got no memory. Come on, baby, get online with me, cause I'm a mainframe, baby, I got a hard disk too, and I can do 20 times what that mini floppy driver can do. Let's hear some recursions for this. Lights in green, you got more data than I've ever seen. That little board can't even jump your screen. Oh, baby, check out the soul of a new machine. Cause I'm a mainframe, baby, I got a hard disk too, and I can do 20 times what that mini floppy driver can do. I'm a mainframe, baby, I spell M-A-I-N-F-R-A-M-E, that's spelled mainframe, not a little C. Get online with you.
That was I'm a Mainframe by Bob Franke. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 in case there's no football game, but there are a lot of football games this time of year, so the Saturday afternoon show may get eclipsed. But not always. It's my chance each week, Wombats and Music, to play for you songs and music that I think are extra special, and I hope that some of them touch you. And then to stick in odd things, which I call wombats. I put stories and readings and things, and we have a wombat coming up in just a minute. It's my chance also each week to tell you whatever I think is important in the world from my narrow perspective. And right now, I'm very much interested in artificial intelligence, and I really think this is part of a major shift in our culture and our world. Possibly over the next 50 years, as important as the Industrial Revolution, and including all of the computer stuff that's happened. So I think it's a big deal. And now it's time for our wombat. And the wombat is, I often refer to as God made mud. But here's a more formal introduction. Kurt Vonnegut is one of my favorite authors. In the book Cat's Cradle, he had a made-up religion, and they had a prayer for the dying. And a priest would come to visit the dying, and together they would recite this poem. And I hope to have it read at my funeral. So this is A Prayer for the Dying by Kurt Vonnegut. God made mud. God got lonesome. So God said to some of the mud, "Sit up. See all I've made," said God, "the hills, the sea, the sky, the stars." And I was some of the mud that got to sit up and look around. Lucky me, lucky mud. I, mud, sat up and saw what a nice job God had done. "Nice going, God. Nobody but you could have done it, God. I certainly couldn't have. I feel very unimportant compared to you. The only way I can feel the least bit important is to think of all the mud that didn't even get to sit up and look around. I got so much, and most mud got so little. Thank you for the honor." Now mud lies down again and goes to sleep. What memories for mud to have. What interesting other kinds of sitting up mud I met. I loved everything I saw. Good night. That was today's Wombat, and it was a poem, Prayer for the Dying, from Kurt Vonnegut's Cat's Cradle. I call it God Made Mud, and it was read for you by me. And now it's time to go on with the show, and next up is The Letter by the Box Tops. Catchy rhythm from years ago.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby wrote me a letter.
That was The Letter by the Box Tops. Next up is a harmonica piece, instrumental, no voice. The name of the song is Moan, and the performer is Dusty River, obviously a virtuoso on this kind of harmonica playing, and wonderful stuff. This is Moan by Dusty River. Just heard Moan on the harmonica played by Dusty River. We are going over to the British Isles for the next two songs. The first one is Hop High Ladies by Apollo's Fire. And it's a fiddle tune. It starts off with a penny whistle. A fiddle comes in for a while. I think it's even an accordion in here. Appalachian fiddle is the main instrument, though. This is Hop High Ladies, performed by Apollo's Fire.
Thank you. June apple hanging on a tree. And every time my sweetheart passed, she'd take a bite of me.
Brian, he's a nice young man. Brian, he's a dandy. Brian, he's a nice young man and feeds the girls on candy.
That was Hop High Ladies by Apollo's Fire. And next up is a song called Weller Man. And this is by a group named Highland Saga. And it has bagpipes in it, so it's got a Scottish twist. I play a number of versions of this song, and they all have strong instruments. But I think that this is primarily a singer's song. And I think this is a wonderful version of what's fun to sing about a song. This is Weller Man.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was the Belly of Tea. The winds blew up her buttock down, up below my bully boys blow.
Soon may the Weller Man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain caught her hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow.
Soon may the Weller Man come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
That was Weller Man by the Highland Saga. The next song is Brandy by Looking Glass. And I have a theory about music and songs. I think every song has at least one message. I'm talking about songs that have words. And every popular song, every song that a lot of people like, has a message, and sometimes several messages. And I think somehow if it works well as a song, it means the music reinforces the message in some way, entangling your nerves and your emotions to reinforce whatever the message is. Brandy is such a song. I like this song a lot. I think it has a number of messages. There's something about being in love and something about being a free spirit and just a lot of things. So this is Brandy by Looking Glass.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, bars close down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
That was Brandy by Looking Glass. The next song is The Rose by Bette Midler. And I encourage you to get into this and see what you feel from listening closely to this song.
Tender reed.
That was The Rose by Bette Midler. Did you get anything from that? That one moves me. That one reaches deep for me. The messages come through strongly. The last song on the show today is another one of my favorites, We Must Believe in Magic by Crystal Gayle. I'll talk about this on the next show, but I believe music is magic.
Of Alpha Centauri, we must be out of our minds. Still, we are shipmates bound for tomorrow, and everyone here's flying blind. Oh, we must believe in magic, we must believe in the guiding hand. If you believe in magic, you have the universe at your command. Mad is the crew bound for Alpha Centauri, dreamers and poets and clowns. Bold is the ship bound for Alpha Centauri, nothing can turn it around. Your command. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. course at your command. La 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 la.
That was We Must Believe in Magic, sung by Crystal Gayle. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, coming to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry. And now it's time to end our show with our ritual ending, where it's audience participation time, so I want you to join me. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.